With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Play action. Jones steps up right down the middle of the field. It's touchdown. Devontae Smith cannot be stopped. A truly special performance by the Heisman Trophy winner. Three touchdowns in the first half.
It's BetQL Daily with Joe Ostrowski on the BetQL Audio Network.
Hope you're enjoying your Friday, or if you're your weekend, if you're listening to this over the weekend. It's BetQL Daily, Joe Ostrowski and Chris Ronji here. Let's bring in Joey Kanish, pro sports bettor, or the Devontae Smith highlight. I remember back when we were at the tail end of the college football season, Kanish was on the show saying, take him 5-1, take him 5-1, he's going to win the Heisman. And that was an easy winner for the people, so you never want to miss one of his appearances. At Joey Kanish 22 on Twitter. Speaking of Twitter, Kanish, so Twitter announces that you can give tips to certain people. Do you expect to get any tips on Twitter or any that you'll be handing out?
You know, as a man of the people, I like to keep it real. I'm sure some folks in gambling Twitter will be using that prevalently, or maybe draft Twitter as well, depending on who you get. But yes, I've noticed, and I was thinking maybe Twitter hired somebody from gambling Twitter to work there after seeing that feature. But yes, I'm sure that'll be heavily used in the industry.
It's going to be gross, isn't it? What do you think it's going to look like?
Number one, it might even be, you know, a lot of, you know, credit. PPH books might be able to utilize that in some form. I know if you're a touting man, that instead of having to, you know, use another service or links in that, you'll be able to use direct through Twitter. So I'm sure there's, you know, the other industries, you know, maybe that'll take advantage of that as well. It'll be interesting to see what comes out of it, but I'm a little surprised. I know Twitter, you know, looking for different ways to make revenue. I'm a little surprised it's taken this long.
This is the first time hearing about it.
Oh, really? You didn't see this?
Yeah,
story
I don't. No, I missed this. So like you can get tips from people.
Right. Is that Kanish probably knows more than me, right? Is this, I don't even know if they launched it or it's like in beta, like NBA Top Shot is still in beta or what it is exactly. That's what it is. You can give people tips via Venmo, right?
Yeah. And I think it's linked through other providers, Venmo and PayPal. Right. The issue is like, I think, you know, Twitter sometimes, as much as I love the product, kind of galaxy brains some of this stuff and is like, oh, if someone, you know, maybe they'll be tip. Really, you know, a tip can just be utilized as, you know, another word for a form of payment. So as much as, you know, they might have thought like, well, you know, if someone like there, I like them, I'll shoot them a tip. I think it'll be much more industrialized as far as using it for actual payment methods through different scenarios like touting, as we were saying. So
right.
Yeah, I don't know if the nature of it might have been fine. I'm sure it'll be used in a different manner.
I would just like if it's because if I can get tips for my brilliant tweets, then this is great news.
Yeah, nobody's gonna tip at you. Nobody's doing it. That. Nobody's
right,
doing
well, that. All right, never
anyway.
Mind.
Kanish, how did you do in the NFL draft?
Draft was rock solid. You know, I know we talked about it. Like, we had a couple of real nice ones. We even talked about on the show. The J.C. Horn was a big one. The Waddle coming through under for us. So the draft was nice. Even some, you know, I'll give credit to the legals. They even posted a ton of like day two stuff, which, you know, was pretty cool. So I thought the options were great. Results were solid. And hopefully, I know next year in Vegas. So it should be a, not only with the legals there, I know that in the additional Vegas books will be driven, to even put more stuff out, which then a lot of people will then copy. So as everybody copies each other. So more options can only be good. So nice this year. Excited for next year.
It's still relatively new to do it this way with the amount of options that are out there. And you would figure that's going to keep growing as the years go on. So how do you develop a strategy when it's still kind of in its infancy in a way?
Yeah, no, it's right now. Yeah. Here's what happened. Offshores learned over the years that the draft was a red number. You weren't going to make money. You were going to lose money. So they did a lot of tactics where $25 bets really limit out offerings that legalized betting in its infancy here is, you know, there's this customer acquisition war going on. So they want to have all these options. They're offering way more, you know, they don't really have kind of the past knowledge of all the beats. You know, that after 10 years of beatings in that, and now they are drafting Vegas next year where they're basically forcing, you know, I'm sure bookmakers will force their people's hand to put out a number of offerings. So it is really, I'm telling you, it won't be this good forever. But when you can have, you know, especially if you're in a state with 8, 10, 12 different legal books and them all having to manually keep track of the lines in that, I don't think it'll be this fruitful forever. So you really got to take advantage of, because offshore, the draft is not even close to what it used to be. So right now you're in the legalized space. Everybody wants customers. Everybody wants to put out a ton of lines. Everybody has been burnt real hard. So it's a prime time for NFL draft right now and probably next couple of years at least.
With pro sports bettor Joey Kanish at Joey Kanish 22 on Twitter. This is BetQL Daily. I don't know if you were doing the Lions bit or not when you said you got down on them to win the NFC North, be the Detroit guy. But win totals, futures that you're willing to share right now that you really like in the NFL.
No, you know, so it wasn't, I will admit, I had a guy who, you know, I bet with, who was like, hey, you're an idiot. Gave me like a couple extra points on the number. So I took it. The bottom line is, if you don't think, now I will say, I have a much stronger position, on Vikings 3-1 to win the division, like a real bet. I mean, that Lions bet was $100. You know, I'm a much more sizable position, on Vikings doing that. But if you don't think Aaron Rodgers is coming back to play, or they're actually going to trade him, which I think both of those are realistic possibilities. Packers chalk isn't there. I mean, there was no player in the league the last few years that affected the point spread starter to backup as much as Aaron Rodgers. So you're going to go, I mean, you're talking about a six win difference in the Packers win total potentially. If Rodgers doesn't come back, depending on what nobody even knows how to cat, Jordan Love might be the absolute worst. You know, even if he's decent, it's a significant downgrade. So to me, I'm okay taking that chance, buying up now. I like the Vikings anyway this year, took a big position. And if you like the Bears, the line, I mean, all those numbers are going to absolutely crash if Rodgers gets traded or retires. So the NFC North is one, I'm comfortable buying now. Again, larger position on the Vikings, a little bit of a flyer on the Lions just because of the price. The Bears. I know, man.
The Bears, man. You know me. I'm not a guy that, you know, pays close attention to the Bears and everything's going to be positive. I rip them as much as anybody, and they've deserved it over the last several years. But Fields going to be playing, man.
I agree. No, here's the quandary you fall into as a Bears, you know, if Fields kind of, you know, plays well, does he save the pace regime for yes. another year or two? Or would you oh. rather have them win like three games, clean house, and then bring in a real, like, you're in this weird paradox yeah. of like, they drafted a guy we like, and he could. But if he plays well early, we're stuck with these guys for years and years.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Yeah. I don't know. I get the sense no matter what, if because
that
he's
draft pick
health,
bought all of them 2 years.
That's what I think. Yeah. Yeah. Like, regardless of how bad this is, they could see it as a transition year.
I gotcha. No, that is the risk when you don't. I mean, we talked about it, Joe, on draft night. When you don't fire people, you allow them to then mortgage the future with some draft picks, get this kind of, you know, guy, and then they're hanging on again. So you didn't chop the axe, and now you might be stuck with them for years going on.
Right. No doubt about it. No doubt. Were there any win totals that popped to you?
You know, one that this one is off the board most places and got popped. One that I loved during the Teddy trade was the Broncos over. There was some, you know, flat seven early. It was 7.5. I think you really got to shop around to see. I would still play an 8. I think some places, a lot of places have preemptively juiced the Broncos too high in terms of like for kind of a Aaron Rodgers protection, or they've, you know, crashed their futures down. That was one I really liked. And as I said, the Vikings was another one that one of the guys I work with has been really ramping on me and talked me into. There was some, you know, a flat 8 out there, 8.5. Those were two. I mean, especially if the Rodgers gets traded and you're sitting on a Vikings 8, 8.5, and they've got 6 games against a Rodgerless Green Bay, the Lions and the Bears. I mean, that is about as friendly as a division schedule as has ever existed in the NFL potentially. So I like some Vikings, and see if you have some stale Broncos numbers, I would even if they don't get Rodgers, I think they're in line for, you know, an 8-10 win team.
Kansas City is at 12, and that's the highest total team total for anybody, at least as of right now. And for a team that won, you know, 14 games last year in a one game shorter season, is that, I mean, is it pretty automatic that team wins at least that?
I mean, it's an inside. I don't like to play numbers, especially at overs on the fringe, you know, like that, where that are on the each end of the spectrum. It's a great, but they fixed the offensive line, invested heavily in it. And what are you going to, I think you're talking about like the best quarterback potentially of like ever. I'm not going to, I mean, you're basically betting against like just Mahomes missed some games or any of that. Not one I want to fade, but at the number for 12, for having to, you know, at your minimum just to cash be 13-4. It's hard to do year over year in the NFL. Doesn't mean they won't do it. And I wouldn't bet against them. I'm not taking a position elsewise. But that's a tall task. I usually stay away from numbers all the way up on the spectrum.
with Joey Kanish, Pro Sports Bettor. This is BetQL Daily, Joe Ostrowski and Chris Ranji with you on this Friday. Couple NBA awards. I think you're going to disagree with me on this one, but I want to see what you're feeling with just about a week left. In the regular season. Okay, so there are two that you could make the case are still up for grabs in some way. Maybe you say I'm wrong, not up for grabs at all. Sixth man award. So, well, is there any value in Ingles? I was talking about it the other day, and you could find it at 7-1. At the moment, it's 5-1, and I'm starting to see a lot of stories from some of the national NBA writers talking about Ingles' true shooting percentage, how he's the sixth man if you're looking at the second half of the season. Is there value in Ingles? And I'm confused by this coach of the year number with Monty at minus 335, minus 305, whatever it is, in what appears to be a three-man race.
No, I agree. Well, the fight of the sixth man first is I have put on a large, there's a trader at one of the books that allowed us to make some sizable wagers about a month ago on Clarkston at around average price around minus 300. Agree with you, though. There's been some more Ingles steam. I still think at the end of the day, Clarkson wins. Would I lay the chalk right now? Absolutely not. I have seen some of the Ingles, but I know Zach Lowe's been on a podcast talking about it. At the end of the day, I think if you're more like MLB media has gotten so far into the sabermetrics, the analytics, I don't know if NBA media on the full scale is there yet, where a lot of these, to make the case for Ingles, you've kind of got to dive into those.
Win shares,
More advanced stats. Also, like, he's starting right now. He's going to be starting probably till the end of the season. So, like, how does that affect that, the last month of the season here, he's been in the starting lineup while Clarkson's still been coming off the bench? I still think Clarkson wins. I wouldn't lay it or recommend, and that especially if you got in Ingles early, some value there, I would pass at this point. The coach of the year is crazy because I don't know how Monty Williams just became like significant chalk all of a sudden over the last few weeks here when we thought it was Snyder the whole season. Then Monty Williams has made this run. You've got the Knicks, just blast New York media. Everybody loves Tibbs in that. I think it's really I don't think Tibbs is going to win it. I think it's down to Snyder and Williams. But I think it's a coin flip between those two.
Is there anything else? I mean, is there any other postseason award that you see as having any value? Because everybody who is supposed to win are fairly heavy favorites right now.
Yeah, not unless you're into laying a ton of juice. I mean, if we would have been on the phone, 2 weeks ago, and you could have gotten some Jokic when they were around, more like minus 200, minus those type of things. But now all of those awards are live. It's to the point of the season now where there's no outs. Like even if those guys got hurt tomorrow and missed they're still going to, Jokic is still the MVP. Rudy Gobert is going to win the Defensive Player of the Year, those types of, I don't think so. Unless you've got, a little bit of a stale number and you want to lock up, funds for a couple months there with pretty much a known outcome, then outside of that, there's not anything. Just don't waste money on any of the big plus money dogs, and that is my best recommendation.
That's Joey Kanish, Pro Sports Bettor. Follow him on Twitter at JoeyKanish22 on Twitter. Thank you, Kanish. Great insight, as always, on the NFL and also the NBA. Coming up next, we'll hit on some NFL win totals that we find appealing, and then I've got a Twitter block story to share on the BetQL Audio Network.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.